Blog Talk Radio.
And I am making steps to downsize yet again.
This is about the fourth time in 7 years that I have downsized, and I'm going to continue to downsize until I get to that perfect fit. How are we downsizing? Well, we'll get to that in the organizing segment just a little bit later. Right now, we're going to talk about what's in my glass. Tonight, I have had some lemon Perrier. Lime. I had lemon earlier. I have lime now. And I have a glass of, and it's going to be one of those unfortunate situations, Fry Organic Lime. It's from Mendocino. It's a Chardonnay, and it is a steel barrel, un-oaked Chardonnay. And I was really excited about trying it because it is organic wine, and I don't think I've ever tried an organic wine. And I tried it, and honestly, the undertaste is fantastic. The overpowering bitterness, not so much. So that glass is going to be staying about full till the end of the show, and then we're going to take it out. We're not going to be drinking the rest of that wine. It's a little too bitter for my taste. It's an early vintage, so I think it needs a little more time. I'm no expert on wine, folks, but that's how I feel. So my alkaline water is also here with my Perrier. And we have a new segment that we'll talk about in a little while called What's on My Tray. When I first moved into the apartment I'm in right now, I needed to purchase a few items. And one of them was a hamper. And I went to Home Goods, which we all go to Home Goods and visit there and get some of the things for our homes that is just an upgrade from your Walmart shopping days. And I bought a really nice metal hamper that has, you know, some laser cutout designs on it. It's really pretty. I like it. And it just sits perfectly in the corner of my bedroom. And recently I went to IKEA and I went there to pick up jars. One of the things about IKEA that I absolutely love, and it tops the dollar store and with quality, and the prices are not much more than a dollar store for jars and bowls and glasses. You get some really decent stuff that lasts quite a long time at IKEA. So I went there particularly for jars. Jars with either cork stoppers or screw-on caps or your latch tops, like old-fashioned mason jars. And I went there and I picked up exactly what I needed for a very, very economical price. And while I was there, they had this white tray with some cutouts on, you know, the holder, on the handle edge. And I thought, you know what, that would be great to have. And I sit it on my bed and I put stuff on it that I need to address when I get comfortable and before I'm going to go to sleep. So we're going to add the segment called What's on My Tray. So a little bit later, we're going to talk about it. And the tray, ironically, this oval tray, absolutely is the same size as the hamper. So when I have it off of the bed, I just sit it on top of the hamper, and it fits just perfectly as if they were made together. That's what organizing is about, and that's what living in a cluttered-free home is about. And that's what living comfortably is about, is putting together pieces that work together separately or together for your comfort. That is what living a comfortable lifestyle, an efficient life is about, is putting together things that support you, that work together in a pleasant way in your surroundings. Strive for it. When you come home to attractive furnishings, when you come home to organized furnishings, when you come home to clean or tidy furnishings, and every day there's something else going on and everybody suffers from calamity now and again. But in general, if you come home to something that feels comforting, welcoming, safe, that's what you should have. Why not? Why shouldn't that be the life you live? Why shouldn't you walk into that? I'm going to just make an apology right now because I have a kitty cat who is just not and sleep anywhere but on top of my lap. So she's a little bit invasive tonight. So she steps on the computer and she makes some weird sounds out of the keyboard. Forgive her. Her name is Chaos, and she lives that kind of life. She doesn't bring us chaos. She brings us joy. Who is us? Well, it is just me and Chaos right now. Change in my life has occurred once again, as it happens to everyone. And it was an anticipated change. My son has moved out, and he's made some changes in his life, and he will no longer be living here, and he has taken the dog with him. So Vera and Tom have moved out. So it is now me and Chaos the cat. It's a new adventure, and I look forward in 2018 to bringing you what 53 and single looks like. I will tell you, this is the first time in my entire life that I have lived alone. Well, except for the cat. The glory lately is the garden in my house. I have a hibiscus tree, and I have lavender growing, and I have an orchid, and I have a peace plant, and I have a bay tree. I have some gardenias, and I have my rose bush. And my rose bush, I've talked about before, it was planted in my garden in my house, and it was failing when I was about ready to leave. And I decided to take it, dig it up, and put it in a pot. And that was about 6 years ago now. And that rose bush has been giving me roses in whatever place I've been living in and out of a pot. Right now, there are two roses coming up, giving me beauty and hope and peace. And one is for Tom and one is for me. Tom is my son. Anyway, that's about what's in my glass and what's in my thoughts for right now. So let's talk about the weather here and there. Right now in New York City, it's 46 and cloudy. In Bethany, Delaware, it's 44 and cloudy. So it's almost about the same. Can you believe that? You would think it'd be a little bit warmer down south. Where is about the top of the south as you can get, but it still should be warmer in my opinion. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where we have a few fans and definitely where this girl in town goes once a year, is 32 and clear. Lake Mary, Florida, hello Patty, is 65 and clear. London, England is 51 and cloudy, and Paris, France, 53 and cloudy. One of the things that I have learned since watching these two locations is they're really roughly the same as here, weather-wise. So when I visit London and Paris this year, yes, I will, girl in town goes abroad, it should be about the same temperature in June as it is here. Reykjavik, Iceland, thank you for my fans there who listen to the podcast. It's 33 and clear. It is just as chilly as Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Once again, this is just called Jennifer, CNO Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. The number is 657-383-0732 if you'd like to call in and join the conversation, or I'm just going to keep plowing through what has happened this week. In the news, political, non-political, you got to take a deep breath, don't you? Government shutdown. We elect people to represent us, and they refuse to communicate on behalf of their constituents. So they shut down. They refuse to try to communicate. I got nothing else. People of the United States, please take the time to take our country back. Don't rely on these people you have elected. Please elect new people, young people, forward-thinking people, people who want America to be fair and equitable and a good place for our young people to grow and become strong to take care of all of our people. Rely on yourself to make change. This is crazy. Enough said. Today is National Squirrel Appreciation Day. Can you believe it? Squirrels have an appreciation day. I've never been a fan of squirrels because once they get into your attic, you can't get rid of them. But some people love them. Some people think they're wonderful. So today is National Squirrel Appreciation Day, and that's all I'm going to say about them. It is also National Hugging Day. So I am going to attempt to hug Chaos the cat tonight. But I will tell you, when my son left today, I got a great big hug from him. And I was very happy about that. They're few and far between. Yes, he loves me. Yes, I love him. And today was a special day. I got a hug. I gave a hug. And it's National Granola Bar Day. Are Kind bars considered granola bars or no? Am I wrong? I don't know. Call me up. 657-383-0732. Are Kind bars granola bars? I personally love Nature Valley granola bars. They're one of my favorites, but I don't eat them anymore because I swear I gain like 5 pounds if I eat one of those. So I stay away from them. But I really do like granola. So what's on my tray this week? This week I have 2 pairs of glasses. I have a red highlighter, back scratcher, my Perrier, the glass of wine I'm not really drinking. I have a couple of books. One of the things that I've been working on is downsizing, like I mentioned before, and cleaning out everything. And I'm cleaning out my books. This week was clean out your bookshelves and clean out and get rid of whatever books you're not reading. And what happened was I discovered that there were several books that I really wanted to revisit as I flipped through them before I threw them in the box to be donated. So one of them, and believe it, this is so great, and I'm going to mention her name, Dr. Duffy Spencer, gave you this book the first time we met in December of 2002. Inscribed it for Jennifer. We found each other looking forward. Duffy Spencer. Look her up. She's on the net. She is a therapist, radio show host, and great life coach. Anyway, she gave me this book. I won this book or got this book at a networking event with her. And it really has some quick and easy ways of giving feedback, answering questions so people understand what you say, how to say things that are awkward or uncomfortable, how to change the pace in a conversation or elaborate on information, how to resolve conflicts without punching somebody out. It's a great book. It was written by Diana Booher, B-O-O-H-E-R, and how to say it right the first time. It's a great resource book. It was published by McGraw-Hill, who doesn't exist anymore, so you might find it in back issues or in a used bookstore. But it's a great, you know, it's a great resource. It's tip number 956 for women. Don't try to nag or shame a man into showing affection more openly. You know what? Tip number 962 for women. Practice telling more amusing stories and jokes in safe environments until you gain confidence to tell them more often in larger groups. Just little tips, trade ideas. Thank a criticizer for helpful comments, or know your own motives for offering advice and feedback. Pause, people. Pause. Communicating with Confidence, Diana Booher. Check it out. But that's on my tray, along with the French Phrase Book and Dictionary, Frommer's Easy Guide to London, 2018, Paris by Rick Steves, 2018, and The Rough Guide to London. So these are the things that are on my tray to check out and take care of and utilize. And next week, the tray will be something completely different. It's time for Girl in Town. What I decided that since I'm not drinking so much coffee anymore, and I haven't really been visiting Starbucks very often, I have found myself in the situation of being invited or hitting up meetup groups that meet in coffee houses. It seems to be they are the central location for gatherings now. Once upon a time, they were libraries, but libraries really don't stay open long enough for groups to gather in the evening. So I joined a writing group in New Jersey, Northern New Jersey, and we meet at Cafe Bene in Fort Lee. That coffee house was probably one of the most comfortable coffee houses Girl in Town has gone to. It is a big place. The acoustics are really good. The seating is really comfortable. And the coffee was pretty good, too. Even though I'm down to about one cup a day, if that many. I drink a little bit of tea as well. And it's really enjoyable to go to different types of coffee houses. So Cafe Bene in Fort Lee, excellent coffee, an excellent atmosphere. And I will talk about Cuppy Coffee House in Edgewater as well. Cuppy Coffee House is on the water in Edgewater. Big window wall toward the back, and it looks like a patio as well for summertime. And big, lots of seating, and the acoustics are pretty good there. I ended up not staying. It was a group gathering as well to socialize. And I went, nobody showed, and then I left. It was amazing. But I will go there again. So I'm going to start reviewing coffee houses. I'm going to review pastries. I'm going to review their tasty little treats as well as their cafe lattes. I'm not a big flavored coffee fan, and now I'm off dairy. So I use almond milk or cashew milk in whatever coffee I do have. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 and join the conversation about coffee houses with Girl in Town. Girl in Town is going to do quite a bit of traveling coming up. I will be down in southern New Jersey next weekend. I'll be back in Delaware in the middle of February on Long Island, of course, because we have a new arrival on the way. And I really wish I could talk about the hobbies I have going on right now because of the new little one and the little ones that are already with us. My little almost 3-year-old grandson, Holden, and my 1-year-old grandson, Pounce. It is such a joy to have these little happy people in my life. That's Girl in Town. Traveling has been limited, but local. I always get out. That's one of the things that I want to impress upon people is get out and explore new things. I was talking earlier in the show when I spoke last week about the voice lessons I'm taking. And it's something that I've been wanting to do for many years. I haven't gotten back to it. And now I seem to have the time to do it. And I'm happy I've done it. It's really pretty scary. It's a small group of people and a very easygoing, enthusiastic teacher, which makes it less scary. But when it's your turn, you get to get up there, lean on the piano, and sing a song. It's scary. You're exposing yourself. But guess what? I've done it 2 weeks in a row, and what happened? I survived. And I got suggestions, recommendations, not necessarily criticism, but things I could do better, things I should work on, things I should listen to so I can work on how I can sound better. Isn't that what it's all about? It's fun. I leave there thinking. I leave there singing in my head. I leave there wanting more. Isn't that what your life should be about? Wanting more? What is it you seek? What is it that you look for? Where are you right now that you're having trouble with understanding? What has changed? Was it your decision to change something and it turned out great? Or was it your decision to change something and it turned out lousy? Or maybe you had no choice but to face something that you didn't expect. That's why you need to give a call at 657-383-0732. Let's talk about it. Let's put it on the table. Let's decide what you're going to do next. What will be the next step to where you want to go in your life? This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Just Call Jennifer, CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Once again, my website is www.createneworder.com. And this is blogtalkradio.com/create new order. Solutions at Create New Order is my email. You can send your email anytime. I'll review them and I'll share them on the air. And you can call in and join the conversation at 657-383-0732. And I'm waiting to hear from some local papers in different areas that just may start carrying my column. But you can visit my blog at createneworder.wordpress.com. Bensound.com does our music for breaks and lead-in, and I haven't done a break in quite some time. We're going to keep going tonight. We're going to talk about what we're reading and what we're absorbing. So besides visiting Gary Zukav's book yet again, as I'm cleaning out the books and reorganizing my bookshelves and the volume of books that I have, which I've decided to reduce by half, maybe even three quarters, I am also reading The Guide to Medicinal Herbs, The World's Most Effective Healing Plants. There's a foreword here by Andrew Weil, and we've talked about him before on the show, but this is a National Geographic publication, and it has, this is medicinal herbs and the way they have broken it down for this publication. I'm just trying to find the index real quick, is there are 8 chapters. Chapter 1 is mental health and the nervous system. Chapter 2, respiratory system. Chapter 3, heart and circulation. Chapter 4, digestive system. Chapter 5, joints, muscles, and skin. Chapter 6, urinary and men health. Chapter 7, female health. Chapter 8, wellness and perception, all about the brain. So I'm focusing on the mental health and the nervous system and joints, muscles, and skin. So those are the two chapters I'm starting with, because right now during this time of the year, all I hear people talking about is how they suffer from seasonal affective disorder, because it's so dark and dreary. The good news is January 21st, 2018, it's starting to get lighter longer. So when I was coming over the bridge the other day to go home, it was light out still at 5 o'clock. It was dusk, but it was still light out. It was not pitch black. This is the time of the year that we start to see more light and we start to come out of that dreary place that makes us feel so tired, so sad, so dreary. It's time to wake up. Start taking walks. The weather the last couple of days has been in the 50s. So get out there and get some fresh air and enjoy the light as long as we have it. Because it's only going to get longer from here until June 21st. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But I'm reading A Guide to Medicinal Herbs because medicinal herbs have been around for centuries. And there are so many good benefits to Western medicine and Eastern medicine. And we really need to pay attention to be proactive with our health. And I absolutely believe in the healing of herbs. So that's one of the books that I'm looking at now and reading through in those two sections that I just mentioned. And once again, I will be at the Connecticut Public Library tomorrow night between 7 and 8:30. Giving the presentation Organized to Declutter Your World at 760 Avenue in Bohemian, New York. So go online and check out the Connecticut Public Library so that you can get directions and register for the program. Again, January 22nd, 2018, Connecticut Public Library. So where do we go from here? We did our girl in town, and we're visiting coffee shops, and we might just toss that around with the best French fries ever, because those French fries and coffee, definitely my downfall, but I love them both. Key to strategy, action. Take the action. Stop throwing out ideas into the air. Do something. I have been making the effort, especially because it's winter and my tennis groups are not meeting in the outdoors right now. And so I need something to do. Boredom is a fate worse than death for me. So I need to have something to do, someplace to go, and a destination. So I've been going on Meetup, Living Social, looking at community boards, going to the community center, going to the rec center, going and looking around to see where I can find a group of people to say, hey, what's going on? Have a conversation or work on a common goal or a common interest. Look around and make the decision to take action. Every list in your book, every list on the planet can be made and looked forward to, but without an action will never be completed. It will stay simply a thought or an item on a list. The only way to change anything, the only way to gain anything, the only way to achieve anything, the only way to learn anything is to decide to take the action to grab it. It sounds easy when I say it, but it's really hard. What is the guiding factor for you that you will make a commitment to do something? Learn to juggle. Learn to sing. Learn to ride a bicycle. Learn to paint. Change your social circle. Go find a social circle. Find like thinkers. Take up a sport. Review movies. Write. What are you waiting for? What is on your list to achieve? What is on your list to learn? And what's standing in your way? I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. I'm going to be a broken record. Turn off the television. Turn off the computer. Unplug and look around at your world. Music. I'm a big fan of music. Put on some music that inspires you. What makes you move? What makes you want to dance? Is it pop music? Is it jazz music? Is it symphony? What is it that lightens your heart and infuses your soul to feel good and strong and energetic? Put that music on when you need to take action. And what is that action? Cleaning your house, paying your bills, writing a book, reading a manuscript, learning French. What is it that you want to take action on, and what will help you do that? I've talked about it before on the show, and I suggest to you that you take this up. Light a scented candle. Put on a scented oil burner so that you have a fragrance coming through your house. Change your lighting so that it's a little bit softer. Use fragrance, sound, light to affect your thinking toward reaching your goals. Why not? These are enhancements to your dreams, what you can manifest, what you can accomplish. Do you want to paint? Go get yourself some paint. Get some very inexpensive paintbrushes, some inexpensive acrylic paint, some inexpensive canvases, and mess around. Many great masterpieces are done over mistakes or ugly paintings, as the artist might describe them. The first time out is not the end result. The first time out is the practice. What are you willing to practice? What are you willing to put into what you might get such an enormous, fulfilling satisfaction out of? Now is the time to take the step. In what direction? Only you know. Do it. Just go ahead and do it. Call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 and ask your question and join the conversation. What's your motivation? Do something scary. Put yourself out there. Expose yourself. You're going to live. You're absolutely going to live. So why not give it a go? Why not go out there and give it a try? Perhaps you need to be inspired. I was talking earlier about me and the cat. It's me and the cat. Well, it is me and the cat. Do you feel alone? Do you have the opportunity to get yourself a pet? Maybe that is what you need in your life. Somebody to care for other than yourself. Somebody else to watch out for. I will tell you something about pets. They give you more unconditional love than anybody, anywhere, anytime. Give that a thought. What will fulfill your day-to-day life? Not give to you, but take from you so that you know you matter. I want to talk about tonight's subway ride. When I went down into the city, I went down into the city flawlessly, and the A train goes local right now, and it's still supposed to be an express, but it's not an express, and it's such a pain in the neck, but you still get down to 34th Street in an hour, or less, about 45 minutes from the George Washington Bridge terminal. And the train was pretty good tonight. It wasn't super overcrowded, and it wasn't super crazy. And there were no train performers tonight, which I was really happy about. And I really appreciate the fact that people work hard and they go out and they perform and they make a few bucks in the subway. I appreciate it, but sometimes I just want to get on the train, not be faced with the performers and they're passing the bucket kind of thing. So maybe I'm alone in that thinking. Everybody has a right to do whatever they want. Sometimes they feel really uncomfortable about that. Anyway, so I went down. I went to 34th Street. I got off, and I walked around a little bit, and I picked up some water, and then I went to my voice class. Then I left and got on the train and spoke to Chi-Chi. So if you're listening, it was a great conversation. I look forward to seeing you again. And I got on the train, and I read my book. Again, I'm reading books that I want to get rid of. It is time to buckle down and get rid of the volume of books that I have. So I'm reading through everything. So I'm on the train and I'm reading. And when I got on, I got a seat, and there was a woman reading to her daughter. And she was reading and reading and reading. It wasn't just some short story. Reading a whole big, long book. And this child sat attentive, listening, paying attention to every word she spoke from the book. Read for as long as I was sitting there reading, finally stopped reading, and turned and started talking to another passenger on the train who was doing pieces of a quilt. Working on pieces that I know will turn into a square that will then turn into a quilt. And this woman who is sitting there, and she's making these little patch squares, and the woman who was reading to her daughter asked her, "What are you making?" And the woman started talking about quilting and talking about the method of quilting and how the hand stitching is something that she loves. And the woman asked, "Well, what's inside a piece of fabric that you're stitching?" And she said, "A piece of paper." And the woman says, "There's paper in there." And she says, "Yeah, it's only a pattern piece of paper." And that comes out after the base stitching is done. And she's explaining how the quilting works. This conversation went on for probably until I got off the train. But people were talking to each other on the train. What a novelty. What a fascinating thing to witness these days. All you see is people with headphones in or reading their phones or looking at their shoes. Nobody talks to each other anymore, but that's not true because these people did. I was going to join the conversation, but I decided I was not going to. I was just going to observe it, listen to it, see if anybody else joined in. Nobody else joined into the conversation. But I noticed that several people looked up and were listening to the two women talking. The little girl then started talking and asking questions and joining in with her mother and this woman who was quilting. I thought, wow, The art of conversation is not lost, and it's not lost on the New York City subway system. I was impressed. It made me feel really good because it's rare. It's rare that we socialize this way. We don't socialize anymore. We are so involved in online and internet socializing today. Why not talk to people? Why not interact in a group like the voice group I'm going to, like a tennis group, like a writing group, where you go and you sit with people and do something that you have a common interest in together with no world broadcasting, just to enjoy it, to learn something, to contribute something. Let's talk about getting organized, folks. It's 8:40 p.m. on January 21st, 2018. And this is just called Jennifer, CNO, Blog Talk Radio. Give a call at 657-383-0732 to join into the conversation. And we're going to talk about organization. I already mentioned the fact that I am reorganizing and downsizing my books. And it's time to get rid of things that have been hanging around and not touched for quite some time. And I noticed that I have many books, actually, that are inscribed from the person who has shared them or given them to me. So those books will stay on the bookshelf forever. But so many other books are going. They just have to go. It's time to lighten my bookshelf. It's time to lighten my environment. Anyway, we're talking about organization. And the item of the week is your wardrobe. And I'm going to make a suggestion here. Dress from the back of your closet forward. Do not wear anything closest to you in your closet. Only wear things in the very back. There's a method to my madness. I believe that if you start putting clothes on from the back of your closet, you're going to try them on, you're not going to like them, and then you're not going to wear them. And if that's the case, do not put them back in your closet. Put them directly in the donation bag. I have gotten rid of, today alone, I got rid of 8 items out of my closet because I said this was going to be my method. This was going to be the direction I was going to suggest to my listeners and to my clients and to my patrons at my next workshop. Dress from the back of your closet. So if I'm going to suggest this, then I better be doing it myself. I got dressed. I changed my clothes 9 times today. I dressed from the back of the closet because I didn't like anything that I put on, and I immediately put it in the donation bag because I put it on today because I did it on purpose to reorganize my closet and to take a new look at what my wardrobe is and why it's so overstuffed. And I pulled things out from the back of the closet, put them on, didn't like them, didn't like the way they fit, didn't like the way they feel, and I haven't worn them in years. I really haven't touched them. So it's time for them to go. If I'm not going to wear them today on any given Sunday, that means I'm not going to wear them at all because they've been sitting in the back of the closet for a really, really long time. So what is it that you have back there, stuffed in the back, underneath how many other layers of clothes? You wear about 20% of your wardrobe. I know for myself that I recycle. I may not wear something today. I may not wear something for 2 years and then all of a sudden put it on today. That's the way I go because all of my clothes fit. I go within a range of weight and being in really top fitness shape or not. And most everything in my closet fits me every single day. It might be a little looser or a little tighter at any given time, but everything I own, I can wear. If I can't wear it, it doesn't stay. We've talked about this. Everything needs to be within 10 pounds of you. If you gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds, you still should be able to wear everything in your closet. That's the goal. That's how we live. That's how we should live. And everything you wear should be comfortable. One of the things that I'm changing And it's whether it's age or whether it's style or whether it's idea or whether it's activity level, is I'm changing my shoes. I wear a lot of high heels. I love to wear high heels. But many of the high heels I've had for years and years and years, because I do buy a quality product, whether it's shoes or food, many of them are just not my style anymore or are uncomfortable now. They may be stylish, I may still love them, but they are uncomfortable. If something is uncomfortable, it should not be in your wardrobe. You shouldn't even consider it, and you shouldn't keep it around. So clean it out and weed it out. I guarantee you, once you get rid of it, you'll forget all about it. You have plenty of other choices to make. This is Just Called Jennifer, CNO Blog Talk Radio. It is 8:45 on Sunday, January 21st. And if you want to give a call and join the conversation, 657-383-0732. And let's talk about organizing that wardrobe. Once again, if you wear something and it hurts, you shouldn't have it. It should definitely be eliminated. If you put something on and you don't like the way it feels on your skin, then it should be eliminated. You put something on and it doesn't look attractive, or you don't feel attractive in it, or you really just don't like it, it should be eliminated. It's that simple. Try it on, let it go. Try it on, let it go. If you're moving, like I hopefully will be, as I search for new places to live and new areas to move to, I think about paying to move it. I'm going to pay a mover to move this? I don't think so, because I don't want it. I haven't touched it in 3 years. I've been where I am right now for 3 years. And if I have not worn it in 3 years, then it's time to say goodbye. Is there a song? Time to say goodbye? I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway, this is Just Called Jennifer, CNO Blog Talk Radio, 657-383-0732. The complaint of the week. Actually, I really don't have one. This week, there was really nothing to complain about. We have some interviews coming up. We've had some scheduling problems, and we've had very few calls in the last couple of weeks, because some of our advertisers have had some glitches as well. In the next coming weeks, we have some new changes and new things coming up. And we're going to have a couple of tape shows as well that I'll do some interviews early in the morning that won't be live call-in shows. So once again, I want to revisit the cleaning out and doing from the back forward. What's in the back of your linen closet? What's in the back of your wall closet? What's in the back of the shelves on the top of your bedroom closet? What's there that you haven't touched in how long? One of the things that you should do is tag them. A lot of people do, there's two different ways a professional organizer deals with what you wear and what you don't wear in your wardrobe. One is safety pins and one is turning your hangers around. If you turn your hangers around backwards, all of the hangers in the beginning of the year, you turn them around backwards. And every time you wear something, you put the hanger on forward so that you know you've worn it this year. And if you don't pull something off that's backward by the end of the year, then you should eliminate it. It's a good way of doing things, except, of course, if you have an old-style Levitt closet. And all of you out there who have a Levitt closet know what this is. All your hangers only go in one way. There's no rod. It's sort of like a hanging shelf. If you have a hanging shelf, you can't turn it around, so use a safety pin or use a ribbon, one or the other. But whatever you have handy that you can mark your clothing, whether you wear it or not. But I will tell you, all the clothing that most people don't wear tend to work toward the back of their closet. And everything that you do wear is in the front of the closet or is in the pile on the shelf if you fold or don't fold. So I will tell you to work forward from the back of your closet. In the morning, or if you get ready at night, like tonight for your Monday morning, go into your closet and pull out the furthest item in the back of your closet, pull it out, and try it on. If it doesn't fit and you don't like it and it's not appropriate for work or it's not appropriate for anything except, you know, disco, which sort of went out, so you can put it with your Halloween costumes, take that thing and put it in a donation bag. This is the way to begin to clean out your closet. Yes, you're going to pull a skirt off the shelf that gives you a memory of a date that you had when you were 17 years old. Well, now you're 50. That memory will never go away. Do you really need to hold on to the skirt? It's time to let it go. The items that you have available to you are the ones that make you feel comfortable, that make you feel like you look good, that give you confidence, that give you appeal and a sense of style. What is your sense of style? Whatever it is, doesn't matter if it's mine, doesn't matter if it's a, I'm not even going to say their name. It doesn't matter whose sense of style it is, as long as you have your individual sense of style set and comfortable. That's all it's about. Your lifestyle is about you and how you want to live and how you want to feel and how you want everything around you to look. How does your environment look? How does your house look? Is it what you want it to be? Is your house everything you want your house to be? If it's not, why not? This is what I was talking about earlier. This is what it's about, making the list. Make a list of five things that you can improve this week. As I mentioned before, my son has moved out, and he's taken the dog. Leaves me with a giant apartment all to myself. Yes. I can rattle around here, or I can look forward to greener pastures. I can look forward to a new adventure in a new building with a new way of life, a new lifestyle, a building with amenities, a high-rise building with a pool, with a patio, with other people that join together in a community room. Why not? That's what I look forward to, and that's what I'm looking at making my life look like. I don't need all the space that I have, but I would like a lifestyle that includes socialization. The building I'm in doesn't have those options. I meet people in the laundry room now and again. I met a woman today. She just moved in last month. Her name is Christina, and I look forward to seeing her while I am here. But I want a social lifestyle. I want to see people. I want to get familiar with people. But I also want amenities. When I owned my house, I had a pool in the backyard, and I had a patio. I would like to have those two things wherever I live, but I don't want to own a house. Not right now. You all know my end game is a cottage on the ocean, and believe me, I'm going to get to that cottage on the ocean. Until then, high-rise living is comfortable, and how I feel great. That's what I want my lifestyle to be. Maybe I'll own one. Maybe I'll buy a condo. Who knows? But for now, this is the lifestyle I seek. And I'm in love with the life I seek. Shouldn't you be? What steps are you going to take in your life to fall in love with the life you seek? Life is not all about work. Life is not all about getting ahead. Life is about looking forward to something. Life is about looking forward to the happiness that you think you want or know you want. What do you want? Get that notebook out. Get the iPad out. Get your out and start making the list. And start weeding out the things that weigh you down. Marianne Williamson wrote a book, and I read this book. Oh my gosh, it's got to be 20 years. She wrote this book, and it was the book that actually was the catalyst to me getting off my butt to start my company. One of the things that she has in there is a checklist of all the things that hold you down, that weigh you down, that keep you from getting to where you want to be. I photocopied the negative one, and I didn't photocopy the positive one. But here's, she breaks it off into sections, and the sections are this. Pinpoint what drains you and what's draining you in your relationships, in your environment, in your body, mind, and spirit, in your work, and in your money. And for example, in your money, it says, I have tax returns that are not filed and taxes that are not paid. I pay my bills late. I spend more than I earn. I don't have a plan for my financial future. My credit rating is not what I'd like it to be. I do not have a regular savings plan. I do not have adequate insurance coverage. My mortgage rate is too high. I need to refinance. I have debt that needs to be paid off, and my will is not up to date. This is to spark you to look at where your energy is going. She gives a point system to this and value each item at 2 points and take each section individually and multiply by a total of 2. She gives you this whole point process to get to 100. And the fact of the matter is that if any of, you don't have to put a point system on anything. If anything that I just read to you, or here's some more, in your environment, your car is in need of a cleaning and or repair. Your wardrobe needs updating and or alterations. I'd like to live in a different geographic location. I have appliances that need repair or upgrading. My home is not decorated in a way that nurtures me. You know, Marianne Williamson and I should meet because we think the same way. My closets and or basements are cluttered and need to be cleaned. Repairs need to be done around my home or apartment. My home is cluttered and disorganized. I miss having more beauty reflected in my environment. I watch too much television. I didn't even read this, folks, and I told you to turn off the television. The whole idea here, folks, is the fact is that if anything like this is weighing you down, that's where your energy is going, and it's going passively because you're ignoring these things, but they are still a weight. The whole idea is to start looking at the things that you don't like that surround you and take the action. Take the action to improve your day-to-day living and to create a lifestyle that brings you comfort and satisfaction and more happiness than struggle. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to thank you for joining me. I had a great time tonight, and I hope to hear from you soon. And we'll be back next Sunday night to talk more about getting motivated, making the change in your life. Thanks for joining us on January 21st, 2018.